This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Good morning. Good morning. Good Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. The time right now is 6:03. Brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich and Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. So it is game week, Jimbo. Game week, game week, game week. Yes, happening on Thursday night. Canton, Ohio. What is it? Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, I believe. So just not all that far from here, just a few hours. And there are questions. They are they few? Are they many? Probably somewhere in between. And you look at all this situation and what's happening with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the perpetual question when you go into any, at least as long as number seven's the quarterback, any preseason is this, and I'll get to other ones for sure, but the perpetual question is, how much Ben, both in the first game, in all the games, and in the full preseason? This one has a bit of an asterisk next to it, and not necessarily just this game, but I think the whole preseason, Jim, and I'll tell you why. It has an asterisk because there is a new running back, there's a new offensive line, and in totality, there's a new offense because there's a new coordinator. So I ask you, Jim, how much Ben, both in this one and in the preseason in totality?
Well, in this one, that's easy. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the next two, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see him at all. And one of the things that I've been watching in the offseason and in training camp, and people have seen this the last several practices, you don't see a whole lot of Ben.
Right.
I thought maybe with a new offensive coordinator and, you know, not so much, you know, Najee Harris, but with the offensive line, which we haven't seen anywhere near as a five-man unit yet, not even close, I thought we might see more of him in practices. But this preseason has been a lot like other preseasons. It just hasn't been any different in terms of his scheduled days off and so forth. So I would think he's got to play at least a little bit in one of the preseason
right.
games, maybe the second one, maybe the third one, certainly not the fourth one, but he's definitely not going to play on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think that he would. I think that he'll be out there, and he'll have pads on. He'll have the old Ben Roethlisberger ball cap, the towel draped over one shoulder, those bright yellow pants. Yes, the headset, baby. It'll be a lot of Ben and a lot of Ben on the sideline and a lot of cutaways to Ben talking about Ben, but Ben not necessarily playing at all. By the way, you can go ahead and send us a text and follow us on Twitter. We're there at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. But there is more, and there is a lot more, and a lot more questions as we get into game week, because it is game week. How's practice been, by the way, Jim? Do you enjoy it down there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's a little bit different. Like I said, the best part is being able to are the big scoreboards with the replays. You know, something happens that if they're doing, you know, they do split drills where it's one-on-one blocking on one side, receiver against DB on the other side, the quarterback's throwing and everybody. And so you can kind of like watch one area and keep another eye on the scoreboard to watch something else. And if you want to see a play over again because you wonder how, you know, Najee Harris either got through a hole or whether he got stopped in the backfield, just look up there and you can see it again.
All right, the running back rotation. For me, this is another thing, and this is where I think having the fourth preseason game that this team has, they're probably you're going to use every inch of it, every minute of it, and it's going to be advantageous to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Harris, obviously, number one, far and above. He's the starter. That's where it's going to be. There's Snell. There's Bellage. There's McFarland. There's Samuels. There's everything that's going on, although Samuels seems to be on the outside looking in. So what is the situation? Because this is something that when we get into what questions need to be answered, there's how's Ben going to assimilate into this offense? Actually, how's Matt Canada going to warm to being Ben's boss, pretty much, for me. But when you look at the running back rotation, I still, going into this, I am so intrigued as to what the number two running back is going to look like and who that person is going to be, because it always factors into the season. That person always plays a part on a Mike Tomlin team. They just do. They always do.
Well, the interesting thing is that Samuels is a guy who actually could fit into Matt Canada's offense with what he likes to do, and he has established a bit of a special teams niche, but I think he's out. You know, Kalen Bellage, they brought him in for a reason, so he's going to make the team. How much he plays, I'm not really sure. McFarland and Benny Snell, I don't think it looks good for him with Bellage coming in. I think Snell may have a hard time sticking. McFarland, though, is a bit of a wild card because, well, Matt Canada's had him at Maryland.
Right.
And with what he does and his speed, he can be a gadget guy in Matt Canada's offense. But a lot of it's going to, and people don't like hearing this stuff, but it does make a difference. A lot of it with those guys may, not Bellage so much, but with McFarland and Snell, may hinge on how they perform in kick coverage. That's one thing that makes a difference. And the thing about McFarland and his gadgetness is that Ray McLeod is also a guy. You know, he's kind of a down the line receiver. He's a good receiver, but that's his. You know, that could be his role too. Is that Quadri Henderson? If you remember Matt Canada's Pitt's offensive coordinator,
right.
Could be that kind of guy.
And now we get into a perpetual question in the lunch pail town of Pittsburgh, where you'll see cutaways of steel mills that haven't been open for 40 years. And you'll talk about being blue collar and all of that, even though healthcare is really the story of the day here in
Google
Pittsburgh.
Over
right.
Liberty, yeah.
So, yes, right. And cars that drive themselves. I mean, that's a big thing. Not necessarily so blue collar. But we will get into, and everybody will, because it is a big storyline that needs to be answered, I think, during training camp and then as it then pushes into the regular season. What does the fullback usage look like? Will there be fullback? Jim, you chuckle, but that is something
I know.
Time that it's brought up, people want the answer to it, and especially now with Derek Watt. Will he be used? Why is he on the team if he's not going to be used? You look at Matt Canada, he uses a fullback. Do you need to leverage the scrimmage line a little bit more with a fullback? Does a fullback need to be used in today's game? Why is he taking up a roster spot? Why are they paying him the money that they're paying him? He's not just a kick cover guy. That, to me, is something that I'm going to keep a keen eye on, because that's somebody you can play in the preseason, and you get out there and you do play if you have designs on using him in the offense.
And yet, if they have designs of using him in a certain way they don't want other teams to see,
right.
Then are they going to do this during the preseason? But are you going to not practice it before you use it? And I've talked about this, even though there's no hitting involved, a lot of the stuff that they work on with new schemes happen when nobody's around, meaning those morning kind of jog through sessions that they have. But one of the things that I look at is, like, the running backs, where we're allowed to watch practice up close, is the running backs are right in front of us, the way that it's configured at Heinz Field. And so you can see what they do. And I know Ray Fittipaldo talked about this. Coach Eddie Fautner has, like, these different drills, stuff I've never seen before. But anyway, it was interesting.
Hitting other guys with these big, American Gladiator type things.
Like, there was one where the running back has a medicine ball,
okay,
and it's carrying the medicine ball, going over the things you do the high steps over and stuff. And so Coach Eddie throws the medicine ball, and the running back is supposed to, like, hit the medicine ball back to him. And one of the guys, it might have been Najee. Somebody got wise to this early on, that if you don't hit the ball back to Coach Eddie right away, then he's not going to be able to throw it back to you again. So I don't know if they've ever done that drill again. But one of the things we looked at, and this was back in OTAs, was all the running backs are there, and Derek Watt was there. The other guys all had footballs in their hands doing stuff, and Derek Watt didn't. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, he doesn't have a football in his hands. What's he doing? So maybe that was a little bit of a sign.
Yes, he's just going to find the guy across from the ball and whack him. By the way, check us out on our camera. Check it all out. We love it. 937thefan.com. On the pull-down menu, find our video tab. And I also need to tell you real quick, Total Sports Enterprise is hosting a public signing with Brian Reynolds, North Shore Tavern, on Saturday, August 14th. Yep, so check that out. We've got your chance to win a spot plus $50 gift card to the North Shore Tavern. For details and tickets, visit 937thefan.com. So that's all there. I have no qualms, questions, really, all that much. A little bit at inside linebacker as we get into game week and a little bit at corner. But if you look at the defense and you say to me, all right, do you have any concerns going in? I honestly could say, no, not really. There is one thing, though, that I think people are missing in this town, though. And it revolves around what's happening with Devin Bush Jr. Devin Bush Jr., when you take the injuries aside, and take that, and it's hard to take aside because it was such a big portion of what he's been so far, but even without the injury, is he going to get to the point where he can be, and trusted's the wrong word, but get better in coverage? Even when he was healthy, Jim, that was a big question mark, I think, because he's not going to grow, he's not going to get taller. Can he be a guy that in coverage can get better? Because for me, that was the one deficiency that he showed, especially when measured up against how much they have invested in him. He has to be able to do some things in coverage and a little bit better. He can definitely thump on the run. He can come up and play the scrimmage line, but can he cover when he needs to?
Well, he's going to have to. Jerry Olsavsky talked about that the other day, and he was asked about those mismatches that we've seen. That it's really annoying. You know, you see Keenan Allen matched up against a linebacker.
Right.
And say, wait a minute, what's going on here? And basically the short answer is that stuff like that's just going to happen because teams try to exploit mismatches. And when they do happen, then his guys are just going to have to cover better. That's really it. I mean, sometimes you can come up with all the schemes that you want, and it's not like they get out schemed. It's just that sometimes mismatches happen because that's what offenses want to do. And he's going to have to be better. The only way to get better is to practice. And that's what they've been doing. And he's not alone in this because I don't know how many linebackers, you know, inside linebackers. There aren't inside linebackers that are 6'6". If there is, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Well, it goes to show how good and a freak athlete Ryan Shazier really was.
Yeah.
It does go to show.
Sure. And other guys, and he's a little bit taller than Devin Bush, but still, I mean, those guys they're going to be at a 4 to 5 inch disadvantage when they get met, when there's a tight end that they have to try to cover. And you just have to deal with it, basically. And the Steelers are going to exploit that too. You know, you're going to see Ebron and Freiermuth matched up against other teams, you know, 6 foot linebackers, and the Steelers are going to try to take advantage of that.
All right, I want to get before the hour's out. I got to talk about the MVP at the Olympics so far. I have found the MVP at the Olympics. I'll get into that. Get Money, your favorite segment, coming up next. The Five thereafter.
Oh, I got a good
one, Twitter
too.
Poll. Oh, you have a good one. You have a good bet for us. And Ed Bouchette coming up at 7 o'clock. There is tons to get into.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.